Good morning.
Today is a very special day.
It's a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Because today is
E-G-I-M. That's right.
Today is...
Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's Monday.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Is that a real thing?
Why, yes, it is.
Google it.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
I don't need to.
I believe you.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's not worth a Google. It's worth a DuckDuckGo. That's right. Don't be searching on Google. Use that DuckDuckGo. Get more information and you're not tracked and traced. Tracked and traced. Don't you just love that concept that here you live in America, a free country? What? A free country? Are you sure? It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And it's free for some. It's lockdown for others. It's discrimination for others. It's masks for others. It's vaccination cards for others. 923FMTalk.com. And 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Love to have you participate. Are you concerned that Apple is going to start monitoring all photos from people's phones, tablets, computers, your Apple products? Again, we're going back into the guise of it's for your protection. Breathalyzer monitors in cars for your protection. We're going to get the bad guys. No. I hope you realize that's not what they're doing. Monitors in cars, Apple monitoring your photos. Now, you know, we had a terrorist attack where a man and a woman murdered in Santa Barbara at a Christmas party. What was it, 16 people? And yet, Apple refused to open up the phone for the FBI so they could get information. But yet now they want to monitor every single picture you take. Want to look at everything. I wonder what changed. The regime changed. The working together with, well, government agencies with the regime. I mean, if you're going to work together and steal an election, suppress information, then you might as well work together on, you know, the guise of catching pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you concerned that Apple is going to start monitoring all photos from people's phones, tablets, and computers? Friday's poll question, do you believe that there will be a major false flag event this week to distract from real election results? 77%. Again, up into the triple digits. Thank you for participating. 70% of those participating said yes. Believe it. Yep. Mike Lindell, Cyber Symposium, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. It all seems to circle around the 11th. That's what everything is, you know, we're supposed to have some solar function going on, a solar flare or something like that. supposed to have a national EAS test. Ghislaine Maxwell testimony coming out. Fought to suppress that. Got to be something juicy in there. This is a marvelous Monday on the Monica Jay Show. By the way, we are going to give you a chance in this hour, in the 10 o'clock hour alone, we're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Glen Eagles. Yes. Again, thank you to them for hosting Freedom Fest. It was absolutely fantastic this year. And next year, it's going to be even better. So I hope you're already ready for that. So let's get back to the hypocrisy of things. Because you know things are bad. You know things are bad when, as Armstrong and Getty was just pointing out, CNN's numbers, it's like, you know, just go away already. Who's watching? So this little gem was pulled out, and I'll just let you, you know, take a wild guess at what they're talking about.
So there is a crisis on the border. The last time the Border Patrol saw this number of migrants trying to cross in a month was 2 decades ago. This morning, the Ed Board for the Washington Post is demanding a coherent strategy. So yes, President Biden has a real problem on his hands here, and his critics are capitalizing on it. Listen to former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who is echoing the tone of far-right extremists when it comes to immigration reform.
They don't come all the way across Mexico for the purpose of visiting for 2 days. They want to be in America, and I think what's hard for most of us to accept is that the anti-American left would love to drown the traditional classic Americans with as many people as they can who know nothing of American history, nothing of American tradition, nothing of the rule of law. And I think that when you go and you look at the radical left, this is their ideal model, is to get rid of the rest of us because we believe in George Washington or we believe in the Constitution.
That is awfully close to what's known as the Great Replacement Theory, the theory that white people are being replaced by non-white people, especially immigrants.
Oh, CNN is just the communist news network. Now it's a crisis. Yes, if you believe that hundreds of thousands, 200,000 last month, if you believe hundreds of thousands of people pouring across our border is because white people are afraid of being replaced, you have a pretty sick sense of what is happening in this country. Might I remind anyone at CNN or anyone who even attempts to listen to garbage like that, that you may remember little motorcycle rally. They head on into this cool little town, North Dakota, called Sturgis. A lot of people attend that rally. And nothing was going to stop them. So what did Fauci do? And I refuse to put doctor in front of his name. What did Tony do? He scolded Americans for attending the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Yet, not a peep. Not a peep for Lollapalooza in Chicago, where the next day the mayor locks down and says, you know what, you got to wear masks again, you got to social distance, you got to, after thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, crammed together for a music festival. Are you seeing the difference here? Obama says just, oh, close personal friends and family. We're not going to have a 700-person birthday party now. But it was planned way in advance. Way in advance. But no, we're not going to do that now. It would just be in poor taste because of COVID. Yeah. I didn't realize that the president of the United States was part of the family of Bradley Cooper, Steven Spielberg, Stephen Colbert, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, John Kerry. Yeah. How about Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Tom Hanks, George Clooney? Well, they were supposedly just staying at a local resort. Not only did Obama host his party, but had a pre-party on Friday as well. So it was basically an entire weekend. Pictures. Oh, by the way, you weren't allowed to take pictures. But thank goodness some of the staff snuck in and took pictures. Yeah. As Alicia Keys sings Happy Birthday, taking pictures of all the hundreds of guests. Not social distancing. Not wearing masks. But for your child, sitting in a controlled environment in school, yeah, they have to wear a mask. Only if you allow it. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'll let you know how you don't allow it. How you have non-compliance.
Do you know that psychopaths make up about 5% of the adult population? That means 1 in 22 people are psycho. And did you know that radio personalities rank in the top 3 for psychopath careers? Why don't you think about that the next time you call a radio station and the DJ doesn't play your song right away? It's not that he didn't want to play your song. It's just that he had to dispose of the body. So what was the song you requested again?
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
You want to make a difference? Especially for the kids? Well, here is your call to action. Tomorrow, the administrative building, boardroom 425 East 9th Street in Reno. The regular meeting of the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. They need speakers for some very important agenda items. First off, the board will be voting on the vice president position. It used to be filled by Andrew Caudill, who resigned last month. It is important that an abundant number of people go to the podium and say they want Jeff Church to take that spot. Now, the reason is very simple. That position is essential to have someone like Jeff Church in, because the president the vice president, and the clerk work together to set the agenda. Jeff Church's voice has been silenced. He needs to be the vice president. Because if Jeff's voice is silenced, that means our voice is silenced. So in all good faith to Angie Taylor and all the others who say, no, this is inclusive. We want to hear from everybody. Then they should just make Jeff the vice president. At least I would think so. The board will also be voting on the clerk position that Minetto is currently the clerk, but they've probably already decided she will be the new VP. That's why they'll be voting on the clerk position that will be open. See how that works? See how we can see what they do? But they honestly believe we're just too stupid to go through the agenda and figure this out. So if you have an open VP slot and a clerk that is currently serving, why would you need to vote on the clerk? Unless you already plan on moving that person into the VP position without any input from anybody. If Jeff doesn't get the vice president spot, then it's still important that people go to the podium and support Jeff for the clerk spot. This is also essential because the president, VP, and clerk all work together to set the agenda. So if we can't get Jeff into the VP spot, then hopefully we can get him into the clerk spot. And then maybe you'll get some representation. Again, the meeting starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. I know you're working. But this is how important this is. And they need speakers for this. Also, something that we're seeing happen in cities and counties, we saw it in our legislative body. Blanket approvals. You just push everything together. Make it one agenda item and then boom, approve it. Even though you don't approve this part or you know, just one approval. The board wants to make a blanket approval of all the items on the consent agenda. This is a lot of money. Every single one of these should be broken down. Water Authority, $158,375. Any other bids? What's wrong with the current pump, etc.? Buckhead Capital Management, annual fee, $369,000. Why do they need a capital management group? Wow. Class size discussion. Disability Education Act mandates all children get free public education, even violent or mentally disabled children. So stick them with yours. Replacing the locks at Bernice Matthews Elementary, $122,150,000 for one school. special sick leave bank for COVID. How much? It's not even going to look like. New pay for principal at Natchez Elementary. Prevention, intervention specialists. New jobs. More bureaucracy. And appoint following people to a 2-year term to zoning advisory committee. All under one approval. What a bunch of BS. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. While we enjoy this break here for the news, let's keep Dan working in the control room. So, caller number 3, right now, how about a $50 gift certificate to Glen Eagles just for being a loyal listener? 884-9910. Good luck to you.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Congratulations going out to Mike from Gardnerville, loyal listener, just picked himself up a $50 gift certificate to Glen Eagles. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, just running through some of your texts and emails here quickly. Monica, I don't know if you caught it over the weekend, but Pete... Yeah, Buttigieg was on Fox. Sorry, it's a different name for him, but I'm just going to say Buttigieg was on Fox being interviewed. They asked him 3 times if he thought the current administration thought it was a crisis at the border. He would not answer the question directly. He always veered off in a different direction. Talk about double talk. That's what politicians learn. It's just you just keep talking and talking and talking so you don't actually grab on to a point. Nobody wants to be held to anything that they could possibly say. So, yeah, you have to wonder why they're finally admitting that there's a crisis at the border. Let's see, what do you call it when theories come true? Just reality. Yeah. The only difference between news and conspiracy theories is about a year. About a year. That's how long it takes for it to finally come out. Dr. Rainier tells CNN's Jim Acosta that the viral load in Florida is so high right now that if Florida were another country, we would have to consider banning travel from Florida to the United States. Yeah, because that's the medical advisor that CNN uses. So I've got some really, really bad news for all of these pushers here in this country. Iceland chief, let's see, this is coming out of, where do we get this? So it looks like Twitter and a couple of other sites putting it together. Before the current outbreak, Iceland was recording a very low amount of cases. On August 5th, 77 of Iceland's 106 new COVID cases were recorded in fully vaccinated individuals. Yeah. The media keeps trying to tell people around here that all these new cases, all these hospitalizations, which somebody got caught fudging again. Somebody was using pictures from Italy at the original onset of hospitals being overwhelmed. Yeah, you can't use those stock photos. You get caught. So what is the chief epidemiologist, you know, a scientist, a doctor. What does Iceland's chief epidemiologist say? He's admitting that natural infection is the only way to achieve herd immunity from COVID-19. You don't hear Fauci or anybody else in this country talking about herd immunity anymore, do you? No. This is from Elias. I'm not even going to try to attempt that. Iporsinian. It's got one of those little things on it, too. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Iceland, 93% of the population, 16 and older, vaccinated, is experiencing the largest wave of COVID-19 yet. At this point, I think it is unreasonable to assume that increased vaccine coverage will result in herd immunity. Yeah, it's not going to. So there you go. 93% of a population 16 and older that is vaccinated, they're all getting COVID. Well, isn't that the reason why you take a vaccine or anything like that, is to not get the disease? Not get the infection? So if the shot doesn't work, and if people are actually getting sicker, what does that say about the shot, and why are they pushing it? Well, I'll tell you exactly why they're pushing it, because they have a contract with Pfizer. They have a contract with all of the different manufacturers. And these contracts are coming out. Just, you know, sometimes it's just, I know we're not supposed to touch other people, but I swear I just want to walk up to Bill Gates and slap him in his smug little nerd face.
That we're not at like 95% of people over 60.
Obviously, corporations increasingly are saying you have to be vaccinated in order to work at a corporation. Is that something you support? And do you think the federal government or state governments or the very least federal government should mandate if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get social security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated.
So during this whole interview, you probably tell that's Anderson Cooper asking it. He's just smiling and nodding his head. So did you hear what Anderson Cooper was asking? They want you to deny you Social Security. So that's just one more layer, you know, going to deny you going into grocery stores, going to deny you going into restaurants or anything else if you are not vaccinated. And now they want to add Social Security onto that. So they're getting alarmed because this is coming from the Epoch Times, which if you're not signed up for the Epoch Times, you're missing out on some really big stories. Restrictions on unvaccinated people see explosion of fake vaccination cards. So they're looking into this, which we have had stories here in this country because there are places that are already, you know, restricting people's movements, and they have vaccination cards. Say, oh, here you go. Yeah. People are being arrested for using fake vaccination cards. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because, again, hundreds of thousands of people since January. Record numbers every month pouring over our borders. Fake IDs, fake social security numbers, nothing. Coming into the country illegally. And they're welcoming them with open arms. But if you use a fake vaccine card, you're going to jail. Just ponder that for a moment.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your show at 884-9910. Let's hit the phone lines this morning and check in with AJ. AJ, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Doing great.
I just thought I'd call and tell you that I'll hold him while you hit him, Mr. Gates, who is making some... Yeah. Anyway, I just heard that Biden is going to make all military personnel get the COVID shot. Is that correct?
Yes, by September 13th.
That is horrible for this country to allow that to happen, to make another human being. And it's, I believe from day one, it was all a political ploy, because now it's turned into a train wreck.
Yeah, it's all politics. It has nothing to do with people's health. And, you know, the military men and women, I just say, you know what? Put it off until September 13th and then rebel.
Right. How can a government make you do that to serve your country? But so was that Hot August Nights for all of Hot August Nights? And I got to tell you, probably 90% of the people didn't wear a mask.
Good for them.
Yep.
It's non-compliance. It's peaceful non-compliance. Just don't do it. If a store requires it, don't go in there. If a restaurant requires it, don't go in there.
Yep, I agree. Have a beautiful day.
You too, AJ. Be safe out there. There's a lot of crazies. And I really hope people are understanding that this is a directive for you, the peon, the plebe. What? COVID doesn't go to, the virus doesn't go to Martha's Vineyard? It doesn't go to celebrities? Because those people weren't required to wear masks for President Obama's birthday party, his big birthday bash. The virus must not like really big social gatherings. Must not like the music at Lollapalooza, because tens of thousands of people in Chicago, and if you've ever been to one of these concerts, you are literally shoulder to shoulder, bumping into people, hanging all over people, singing. Remember? Singing. One of the things that was banned in church, because those little droplets could right out of your mouth. It's rules for thee, not for me. This is not about a virus. This is about getting you injected, getting you so afraid of non-compliance that you're willing to go out and put poison in your body. A friend texted me. She's like, Monica, where is this proof? Where is this proof? It's in the patent. Yeah, it's in the patent. It has graphene oxide in it. Graphene oxide is the binder in these vaccines. It is a cancer causing agent. The novel coronavirus RBD refers to a novel coronavirus protein receptor binding region, which can generate a high, high titer specific antibody aiming at the RBD in a mouse body, and provides a strong support for prevention and treatment of the novel coronavirus. And we know that's not true. Because pretty much everybody who's getting the vaccine or the shot, and Fauci is just so sure that the FDA is going to approve this. I wonder how he's so sure. Could there be intimidation? The new coronavirus vaccine contains graphene oxide, carnosine, CPG, and new coronavirus RBD binding carnosine. How many things over the last year have come out that we've been told, oh, they're safe. We've been using them for years. Roundup. Smoking. Asbestos. We were told those were all safe. But now, so what are we going to learn a year from now, 2 years from now? And we will learn because you are the test subjects. Are you going to be a free individual with the rights that God gave you from birth? Or are you going to comply with those who, you know, I'll say it, want to see the extermination of billions of people? Free individual. Participate in extermination. It really is your choice. And when we come back, we'll talk about a parent-to-parent rally at the state capitol once again on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Get it on your calendar. Day after tomorrow, 6 p.m. It's interesting to see the hundreds of people that are portrayed around this country who are protesting. When in Europe, where it's really cracking down, thousands, tens of thousands are out on the streets raising their voice.